I wrote a book. Well, back in 2019. Wow, that was 6 years ago. That's crazy. It's actually available on Amazon right now, and it's called Because I Wrote My Feelings. It was a collection of stories, memoirs, and poems I wrote over the years that I needed to get out of my head. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I woke up one day and said to myself, I want to write a book. So I started looking at research on how to write a book and how to publish a book. And after many months and several dead ends with trying to find publishers, editors, and copywriters, I just said, screw it, I'll do it myself. So I did. The hardest part was trying to find the right stories and poems to retell. I would often think it would be difficult to do, coming up with stories and things. Not because I wasn't a talented writer, because I believed in my abilities to write a good story. It was the fear of not being seen by people. I know how I was at the time, and it would have made me feel like it wasn't successful, to put it bluntly. What I will say now is, in retrospect, I was too concerned with what people thought of my work and of me. So I had to change something about myself, and I did. I decided to go ahead and write the book. I published it, and it was received pretty well. Did it meet the expectations I had set? No, but it was mainly because it wasn't really promoted well. And even with that low promotion, I still sold enough to the people that mattered. It was a win for me. So much so that they came back and told me how good the stories were. I received several comments and emails and phone calls about the book and how great they were. The single most requested thing above all, though, was for me to put it in audio format. So I decided to do that. 6 years later, better late than never, right? So starting next week, I'll be reading the stories and memoirs from my book, Because I Wrote My Feelings. I'll also do a deep dive on each story as well, to give you an idea of what I was thinking about when I wrote them, as well as give you backstories from my memoirs for context purposes. These are all original stories, and who knows, I may end up seeing if I can get some of my writer friends to send me some stories as well. What's funny is I was told I had the voice to become a narrator. We'll see. I do enjoy telling stories, so who knows where it may go, God willing. So with that being said, be on the lookout for the first installment of Because I Wrote My Feelings. My name is Eric, and I thank you for traveling this journey with me.